There's good news and there's bad news in the newest report in the Utah Foundation's Social Capital series. The good news is that Utah far outdistances every other state in several key metrics of community life. The bad news is that Utah's Community Life Index score has fallen by over 40% since 2013. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Utah Foundation President Sean Tigan presented the findings of the new report, Neighborhoods and Networks, How Community Life Links with Social Capital, to members of the Utah Foundation Board of Trustees. He said, Utah leads the way in a number of key metrics, including charitable donations, first in the nation, volunteerism, also first, second in religious participation, and first in neighborhood participation. Others weren't so high, with Utah near the bottom in professional associations funding effort, spending time with friends and neighbors, and spending time alone. Sean told the group he's concerned about the decline in Utah's Community Life Index score from 21 in 2021 to 13 in 2025, a drop of more than 40%.
So we're basically headed in the wrong direction here, which isn't awesome. And one of the things that I like to think about, and I think that, like, I think most of the time I'm kind of an optimist. But in this case, it's like, so Utah's doing really well in terms of community life, but we're also on the downhill slide. And really, if you think about it beyond the religious participation, like, maybe it's hard to fake that, but maybe it's easier to fake spending time with people. Maybe it's easier to get out and see if you can spend time with friends and neighbors and spend time with family and not spend as much time on your own. And to my mind, that's one way we could help perhaps turn this slide around.
The conversation looked back at the famous example of the flooding in Salt Lake City in 1983 when thousands turned out to help with sandbagging efforts. Board member Benjamin Brown participated in the meeting from his hospital bed after a bicycle accident. He brought up a more recent example, but he says the COVID pandemic has changed the way many people think of their participation in the community.
For me, the pandemic kind of changed a lot of the relationships that I have with our friends. I mean, a lot made it closer. And then, like, you brought up the floods, like Wasatch Hollow last year flooded, and I saw like everyone out, the city council, mayor, you know, people from the LDS church, local congregations, to people like Steve and I. And so some people post-pandemic I haven't really seen again, and so maybe that's it. I don't know. Some people have kind of gone into hiding, so to speak, and are as external, don't show up to events, as you kind of also, I think, experiencing as an organization. You know, when you set up an event and, you know, people say they're going to go and they don't, it's just things seem very different post-pandemic.
Utah Foundation Research Director Christopher Collard says that's something they've actually studied.
We did some research on, like, how the pandemic affected schools. And, like, one of the big conclusions that came out of is, like, we had a lot of these kind of measures in place for, like, remote learning and that sort of thing. For using computers instead of papers, you know, digitizing forms and stuff like that. But the pandemic really pushed everyone forward. It habituated everyone. Everyone learned how to use Zoom, learned how to use Zoom well. So suddenly Zoom is no longer, or whatever other remote participation activity, it's much more easy. Everybody's familiar with it. And so there's no longer that barrier of having to learn how to do something new because the pandemic forced us all through it.
Mary Catherine Perry, who represents the Salt Lake Chamber on the Utah Foundation Board of Trustees, says the data in this report gives the community some goals to work on as it tries to reclaim Utah's place as a leader in community cohesion and social capital.
I care about these indices deeply. And I know that, you know, maintaining our Utah culture and our Utah way and all those things matter to a lot of policymakers and things too. So I know that they watch these trends and it's helpful to understand why they're happening and what we can do to reverse the ones we want to reverse. So thanks for doing that research.
And yeah, it'll be cool to see how the chamber is able to kind of implement, you know, are there ways that we can pull volunteers in and use the chamber to connect people?
Yes. And, you know, we have this Utah Rising initiative and we have these six focus areas where we're trying to have a private sector kind of, you know, public-private response or plan for moving forward for economic. And one of them's, it's like housing, transportation, workforce and education, and one of them's livability. And I think a lot of these, you know, things that you're measuring go right into that. What's our livability like here in Utah, and how can we maintain the great communities that we've had for so long?
The full report, Neighborhoods and Networks, How Community Life Links with Social Capital Index Metrics, is available on our website at utahfoundation.org. The Utah Foundation is a privately funded public policy research group founded in 1945. Our mission is to inform and engage Utahns with illuminating, independent, nonpartisan public policy research. Thanks for listening to Utah Thrives. I'm Dan Bomas.